We are now joined by our two champions, our championship owner, owner of Team Penske, Roger Penske, and the champion crew chief, Jonathan Hasler. If you have a question for either of these gentlemen, raise your hand. We'll get you a mic, get as many as we can. We'll start here with John and then go to Zach.
John Newby, NBC Sports. So, Roger, I was listening to Ryan's radio throughout the race, and, you know, you would occasionally come on and just give him a word of encouragement, help him calm down. I was wondering if you could provide some more insight into that, I guess, that role you fulfill during such a pivotal race.
Well, I guess other than the spotter, I have the right to give him a couple shots one way or the other. I think that, you know, he was running fine. I think a little bit he was, you know, concerned that he was being backed up by the one, you know, obviously to the five, which he really wasn't. But it just calming him down. He was doing a great job. The guys, Jonathan, the team, good pit stops, good strategy on getting that car right. It's more to say, hey, you're doing a great job. I told him before the race, win, lose, or draw, you're a champion.
Go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Roger, also for you, to win back-to-back championships for this organization, especially in this next-gen era, how significant is this of a moment for Team Penske?
Well, we've had a lot of championships, but to the level that we're racing in NASCAR today, I've never seen it before. And, you know, my great friend Rick Hendricks, I think he is 15 or 16, to think about it. We're excited to have four. We've got a long way to go, but you know, back-to-back shows the strength of our organization. We really weren't that strong in the middle part of the season, but as Jonathan and the engineering team, along with Ford, helped us get better and better, and you can see how well the Fords ran even here today, and I think it was a combination of many things. But for me personally, that's what we're here for. We love the competition. We love the stress, but also we like a day to sit down here like this and say we're champions.
Go to Wolfgang Lee, then Jenna.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations for you both. I'm sorry, but I have two questions for Jonathan, not one. Number one, Team Penske has three race organizations in different category: championship, IMSA, IndyCar, NASCAR. My first question, they're different cars, different technology, different kind of races. Nevertheless, when there is an engineering problem, are you also talking and trying to get advice from your colleagues from IndyCar or IMSA? And my second question, I guess, as a non-technician, when you rolled out the car in Daytona until the very last race in Phoenix, you made ongoing developments. Can you maybe give brief information what kind of errors you had improved at the car, aero package, engine, suspension?
Yeah, you know, to your first question on the, you know, collaboration across Team Penske, you know, we try to certainly work together as much as we can and share information and talk and communicate and share philosophies. And, you know, there's a lot of great people at Team Penske. And it's certainly those people that are able to kind of, you know, put cars in victory lane and win championships. So I'm certainly, you know, honored to be a part of that. You know, speaking to the development through the year, you know, it's really not one area. You know, there's a lot of little things that you can do to these cars, and you got to make the right decision on each one of those little things along the way. And, you know, I think the adage is, you know, pennies make, you know, nickels make dimes make, you know, dollars. And you just kind of stack all those things up and try to put the best piece together you can at the end of the day. Yeah, we develop on the cars, you know, each and every week.
Go to Lee.
Roger, when I guess it was about 20 ago, I turned to Jenna and I said, when was the last time the captain went back-to-back in IndyCar? And she said 2016, 2017. To be able to accomplish that, not only in IndyCar, but here, I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Well, as you know, we're racers. And you know, my dad took me to Indianapolis in 1951 as a kid. And I see a lot of kids out there with their parents, and I think I was – you know, injected at that point about racing. And, you know, obviously winning at Indy is something. But, you know, this you guys follow this sport. And it is tough. You talk about 38 weekends or 38 races or competitions, and you got to be at your best. You could see it today. I mean, here's the 20 car, which could have been a winner today, had a mechanical problem. It was just Six Sigma isn't good enough in a day like this. And we had some pit stops where guys maybe were a little bit quicker. Ours weren't bad. But the good news is I think we learned how to win. Blaney's learned how to win over the last couple of months. You've seen that. And I think he's matured to be a champion. And when you see guys like Kyle Larson and you see Elliott come up to him in that winner's circle and congratulate him, you know he's a key guy in that garage area, and he'll set a lot of standards, you know, for the other drivers coming up. And to me, he showed how good he is today to everybody, not just our team and Jonathan, myself, but when you think about Jonathan coming with us here, really had been with us a long time and having the chance to take that step up. We said, look, you and Blaine are going to get together. They didn't know, but they've been a tremendous combination, and I think that's what we have at Indy too. And we got one thing. We got continuity, and we have low turnover, and half the people that are at Team Penske have been there over 10 years, and I think that's the Hendricks organization, some of these others that have the success. So, Jonathan, I congratulate you and what you've been able to do with Ryan as an individual and as a friend and obviously as our leader in the cockpit of the car. So, Indy Car Championships, you know, NASCAR Championships, they just go down in the book, and we got to get one next year.
And can you just describe Blaney's star power? Because I've been saying for years, if he ever got on a streak where he could win, he would be big. I mean, you've had Mark Donohue, you know, Rick Mears, Elio. I mean, you just look at the kind of guys that kind of ascend, you know, beyond the sport. And Blaney can be that guy. And I'm just wondering, what do you think, you know, his limits are?
I think his limits are the sky, to be honest with you. I think that you know, he gets in that class, you know, with Mears. You know, he's a soft-spoken guy, really. But when he gets behind the wheel, it's like Joey when he puts his hat on, don't get in his way. And I think they showed that today. And he's only get better and better. He's got the confidence. He's a leader. He's a winner, and he's a champion. And once you have that, it's so hard to get there. I mean, I don't think any of us realize him personally, just those last 20 or 30 laps when he had to pass a couple of those guys to get the championship. You know, that shows his true mettle. But he's got a long way to go, a long way.
Jenna?
I wanted to ask you both about Blaney. He came in yesterday after qualifying, and he seemed a little down, and we asked him about it, and he's like, this is how I always am. I'm always like this. And then we, who don't race, we kind of thought he was foolishly racing Chastain too hard. And Larson and Byron come in, and they're like, no way. Blaney, he loses his cool all the time out there on the track. He ran into Truex at the end of stage two. We totally expected all that. So, like, what kind of racer is Brian Blaney? Is he this hot-tempered, like, aggressive racer that we don't – is he fooling us all?
I don't think he's hot-tempered. I think that you could say his frustration level gets above the boiling point, what I'd have to say. But, look, I talked to him after qualifying. He was disappointed. But you know what he said to me? I started 14th in the last stage, you know, a week ago, and I won. He said, I'm fine. That's all I had to hear.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he came into this race obviously with a lot of confidence and wanted to make a statement. And, you know, I think he raced that way as well. So, you know, racing with the one there at the end, I think was 100% the right thing to do. I think, the more cars that we can get between us and those other guys in the event that we have another – you know, pit stop later in the race is going to be a huge help for us, obviously, with the 24 and the 5 having those really good pit stalls. I'm definitely fine with that. I think that was what we needed to do. And, you know, there definitely came a point where, you know, the 1 and the 19 were up there, and we kind of needed to lay down for a minute and just, you know, hold our own. And he finally did that when the time was right for that.
Go over here.
Coop Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com over here. This is a question for Jonathan. You know, most of the race in the first half was running the green, and then, you know, there was caution about 40 laps ago. Did you feel did you had to make any changes to the car for the shorter run, or did you feel that your car was good enough on both the long and sort of the medium-long run?
Yeah, I thought we made a really small change there at the end. The track was definitely changing as the race went on, and we – you know, we tried to leave it alone for a run, and we took a step backwards, so we had to kind of double down and try to catch back up with it. And then I think the sun setting a little bit definitely turned the corner on the track, and we had to try to keep up with that, and I think we did a decent job with that.
Over here to Jonathan.
Jonathan Field, the racing expert, so this is for Roger. So you're talking about continuity. You've been at this table before after Brad's won, after Joey's won. Now for Ryan's one, I mean, kind of speak to the leadership that you've seen out of Ryan compared to previous years and just the outlook on the future.
Well, I think, you know, when you think about Ryan, you got to think about the Mike Nelsons, Travis Geisler, he's the unsung heroes. You follow me, they're part of this team, and I think it was a team effort. And, you know, from my perspective, you know, Ryan was the guy that capped it off today, and it's about the whole all of Team Penske.
Go to Kelly and then Dustin.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. I have one for each of you. Jonathan, you're Ryan's third crew chief since he's been at Team Penske. Can you reflect on what this journey has been like for you coming in, trying to be the guy to get him to this point? He had been in the playoffs. He had tried to get through the round of eight so many times. What has this been like for you? And you're a relatively young crew chief by, you know, statistic-wise. So what has this been like for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been at Team Penske obviously a long time, and Ryan and I kind of had a little bit of relationship on the side while I was kind of, you know, working with some of the other teams and kind of became a friend of mine with some shared interests. So, you know, when the Todd Gordon retired and we had some other people moving around, it was certainly the best opportunity available. He's got tons of speed and tons of talent, and I kind of wanted to get on board. So we kind of spent last year just kind of learning, you know, each other. And we figured out that, you know, we could go really fast. We had a lot of speed through a lot of different races. I thought we could have run, you know, won six or seven races last year if we executed, but we didn't. So we really went to work in the off season on just kind of the finishing the 2/3 point of the race, both on my end and on his end. You know, I probably needed to make some better adjustments as the races went on, and he needed to stay a little bit more composed as things kind of didn't work out the way that, you know, that they were, he expected them to, or they weren't perfect. So we definitely addressed that in the off season. I think obviously we've made a lot of progress.
Roger, when you look at Ryan's place at Team Penske, when he was teammates with Brad and Joey, I think some would look and say he was the third guy. They were champions. They had made multiple championship four appearances. This was his first. Now he has a championship. What do you think that does for not only his confidence, but maybe feeling like what his place is at Team Penske, that he's not just the other Penske driver anymore?
Well, I think when you go back and, you know, he came on board, he came up, you know, with, you know, running in Xfinity for some races, won championships, and he was the third driver. You know, when you look at Brad and you look at Joey, and they were very complimentary of him and supported him. And I think the fact, you know, Brad came up here on the podium here this afternoon and gave him a big hug about the job he's done. I mean, they're all champions. We try to run our business very flat. You follow me? You might be number three coming through the door, but, you know, on race day or in the business, we're all the same. And I think that's where he is today. You know, Joey's taken over when Brad moved on as the senior guy. And I think that you've seen that. And, you know, we're working with Harrison and working with Cindric. I think this is all part of it. But I don't want to have a 1, 2, 3, 4, quite honestly. I want to have, you know, all ones. And I think he's one of those.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Roger, for all the success you've had in IndyCar, in the NASCAR side, didn't get a championship for a number of years. Now this is your third in the last six seasons. And I'm just curious about, for somebody who is so used to having success and so driven, what maybe were the frustrations from a personal standpoint in not being able to get a championship early on, and just how you've been able to, how your organization's been able to turn around to be one of the more dominant teams in the last half decade?
Well, I'd say, Dustin, that, you know, as we were gaining momentum in NASCAR, NASCAR was changing. Technically, I think it moved our direction where we had this cross-pollinization, a previous question from the different aspects of whether it's sports cars or IndyCar. And really, you know, as we got into this and we built this solid team, I mean, you think about it, maybe over 10 years, we've had some really strong cars. And I think that's all about the people and them staying with us. And obviously, the Ford Motor Company has supported us tremendously during the switch, if you look at it, where we've been. And to me, it's continuity with our people. It's the sponsors. Look at John Menard, who has been at Indy as long as I have. And to see him win this today, I mean, these are the things you can't buy. It's all about performance. And I think that's what we're all about as a company. And I certainly feel that way. And, you know, we're just fortunate to be on a playground where we all can race like we did today. And I see this young group of guys coming up. I guess the average age is, you know, 28 or 27 or 28. It might be the new breed. But you could see, you know, racing Truex and, you know, racing these guys out, there's a lot of respect, you know, for all four of them. So to me, we're just glad to be in the bunch.
And I'm also just curious, look, for all the racing you've seen, all the success and things like that, I mean, when you're watching Ryan and how tight a competition it was with the one and other cars at times, latter part of the race, are you nervous? Are you jumping up and down? I mean, you know, I know, yeah, you're the captain, but, you know, sometimes the captain gets a little bit unnerved, don't they?
I thought the captain had to stay cool. He was the coolest guy on the ship. I would say hourly I probably was cool, but inside I was turning over, I can tell you. I was counting the laps, and I was going to say, hey, you got seven to go, and finally, you know, our man said seven to go because he had a nice lead at that point, but I was waiting for the L. How about you?
Go to Shane.
Shane Connick, Charlotte Observer. So thinking about Ryan's success over the last year or so, obviously he's had a lot of it, made it to the round of eight last year, but you know, obviously had that 59-race winless streak. How much of a turning point do you think that that Charlotte win was for him?
Well, I think, as Jonathan said, last year we could have won some races. It was some bad luck. It was poor execution. It was speeding in the pits. You know, we have a red list you could put on the wall of things that cost us races last year. So I still had the confidence, even last year, that we get going this year. Now, obviously, we had a different car. And, you know, Ford, we were, maybe didn't have the downforce we wanted. But on the big tracks, hey, we were right there, weren't we? All season long on the big tracks. And I think as Jonathan and the team and Travis and Michael and the whole engineering group started to understand the car better, the little things, as he said, stacking pennies and dimes to get where we are. And I think that it's just progression. And look, we're not going to stop because the car doesn't get fixed by sitting it in a garage. And the driver got better, the crew got better, and I think the outcome is what we see here today. You know, they're champions.
And six of the last seven races, he has finished in the top six. What do you think it just says about him, about how he's, you know, grinded through these playoffs and just been, you know, this strong?
Well, you could put the words in my mouth, really. I mean, you know, amazing. And consistency and, you know, when was the bubble going to burst? Well, it didn't burst today, did it? So, to me, he carried that win, you know, at the Super Speedway. And then you saw the run he had with Hamlin, you know, in Florida. And then, of course, to run 500 laps with these guys last week, you know, and not make a mistake and stay cool, to me, he broke the bank. I mean, he was there, and he understood what he had to do. And someone said earlier that maybe Jonathan said the last third of the race, he raced himself too hard early on. But see, today, he actually even said on the radio he just had to cool it down and get ready to go. He was more worried about what was coming up in the back. But I think he had some left when he went back up to try to get the one, if you saw that, didn't he? I mean, he started to pick it back up again. So he had a little bit in the bank.
Thanks, Roger.
Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. When Austin Cindric was in here yesterday, he told us that when Joey Logano got eliminated from the playoffs, everybody at Team Penske mobilized to make sure Ryan Blaney was going to make the champion. For both of you, how did you mobilize Team Penske to get him to this position?
Well, I think number one, we knew what we had to do to have – he's in the championship Final Four. So when we came to the racetrack the last several weeks, everybody came the same way. So we had an opportunity, you know, and then they had a certain element that they had to test on their car because, you know, there's very little testing, very little practice, and I think that went into the notebook, and then Jonathan could take the plus and the minus, whether it was tire pressures, whether it was aero, whether it was springs or shocks. We had that ability to get that from really the three drivers plus what Harrison was doing. So to me, I think then that was key for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I agree entirely with, you know, Roger's assessment there. It was just, you know, making sure we show up the same, you know, picking the highlights really from my list of kind of the things that I think we need to work on and get answers to and try to answer those questions and then put our best foot forward for the race.
Okay, we'll take one last one from Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires out. Now, Jonathan, real quick. Early in the playoffs, I was talking to some people about what you guys were working on, and I was told that you were – I even asked Ryan about this at Texas. I said, I heard y'all found something. I don't think you're going to tell me what exactly you found, but was it true that y'all had found something that you all were putting together for the final few races in the playoffs?
Go ahead, you can. Look, I think we found a lot of things, you know, this car, to get it where it needed to really operate, because aerodynamic, it was so important. And I think we learned how to get that car, you know, lower and faster. And I think it was that plus the spring and shock setup. I think the support that we talked about a minute ago from the other cars, to get where we could try things, because today you can't practice, you can't test. But I think the things that we were able to get through the Ford simulation and what we did ourselves was powerful to get us where we are.
Roger, Jonathan, thank you so much. Congratulations on an amazing
thank you. Thanks,
season
guys.
And championship.
See you next year.